North Carolina Democrats threatened strike 2 weeks from Election Day. This campaign cannot run without us. By Catherine Hamilton on October 25, 2022. Democrats in North Carolina appear to be distracted with their own internal disagreements just 2 weeks out from extremely close, high-stakes midterm elections. The NCDP Field Staff Union, part of the Campaign Workers Guild, CWG, is threatening to go on strike against the North Carolina Democratic Party, NCDP, in a battle over contracts, pay, safety, and health care, the union tweeted in a thread this week. At NC Dem Party, remember, this campaign cannot run without us. We deserve a fair contract, the union warned. The union is alleging that the NCDP would not agree to meet for negotiations until right before the election to run out the clock on agreeing to a fair contract. NCDP instead sent a counter-proposal which reflects a substantial reduction in pay and benefits when compared with the 2020 contract. This is unacceptable. As wages and benefits trend up in the industry, both nationally and in NC, NCDP wants to cut benefits and pay for the organizers who make the campaign possible, the union tweeted. NCDP's proposed contract eliminates severance pay, eliminates an entire month of health care coverage, eliminates the technology stipend, and includes no raise, the union continued. Other field workers in NC are making $20 to $25 per hour, while coordinated organizers are still paid $15.36 per hour, the same as in 2020. We will not accept this dramatic cut in our compensation, and we will not accept a contract without fair pay. The NCDP subsequently released its own statement calling the union's statement misinformation and insisted that it value us and appreciate us, all who work for the party. The NCDP said it actually had a proposal on the table and plans to meet on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week but had not yet received a response from the union and is surprised by the suggestion we are non-responsive. The statements made by CWG do not recognize or reflect the genuine efforts and pro-union steps NCDP has made with CWG and the coordinated campaign employees since July. The union's publication of misinformation does not advance the process. We look forward to a constructive dialogue with coordinated campaign employees, NCDP said in part. Republicans were quick to celebrate Democrat infighting ahead of several close races in the state, such as the U.S. Senate battle between far-left Democrat Sherry Beasley and Representative Ted Budd, RNC. Jonathan Phelps, a spokesman for Budd's campaign, hit out at Beasley's campaign over the union's accusations and encouraged North Carolina Democrats to definitely go on strike for, I don't know, the next 15 days or so. Workers unite. Does Sherry Beasley support organized labor or not? Will she force her campaign staffers to cross the picket lines? Where's Jimmy Hoffa when you need him? Phelps wrote. Democrats don't want to pay for the rising costs they created. Gotta love their hypocrisy. But seriously, I agree, all NC Democrats should go on strike for the next 15 days. NC 12 U.S. House candidate Tyler Lee also responded. If this is how the NC Dem Party treats its own staff, acting in bad faith to avoid paying the true costs of their horrible policies, imagine how little concern they have for you. NC, vote Republican. The North Carolina GOP replied.